Okay, this is pretty awesome. So if you are into science-backed products when it comes to your health, your gut health, but also woman-owned products, I must introduce you to Equilibria. I'm so thankful I discovered them this year. I mean, Equilibria, they help you take on your wellness journey knowing that you have a dedicated one-on-one support to help you achieve your goals. So it's not like you're just taking a pill mindlessly. You actually get one-on-one support. That's awesome. And their signature product, which is EQ's Daily Women's Microbiome Defense, it comes in a convenient 3-in-1 capsule form. And so this is specifically formulated to bolster digestive health and fortify gut barrier protection, among other benefits. And we know that a balanced gut not only enhances our immunity, but also contributes to our overall mental well-being and our quality of sleep, of course, having efficient digestion and even radiant skin. But what distinguishes Equilibria's probiotic supplement is its meticulous selection, which is tailored to women's health needs. And of course, like I said, science-backed, and they're also ensuring affordability without compromising potency. And as someone who once struggled pretty severely with gut health issues for years, I intensified my focus on gut health in, I'd say, around 2020. And I'm thrilled to have recently discovered these products this year, as of course, they're backed by research for women's well-being, they're women-owned, and they support overall microbiome health, warding off harmful bacteria and enhancing our nutrient absorption. So head to myeq.com and use code MAGIC for 15% off Equilibria's microbiome defense and much more. That's myeq.com. And use code MAGIC at checkout for 15% off site-wide today. As someone who is so excited to garden this spring, yet really wants top quality soil, I'm really excited to introduce you to Coast of Maine, which is an esteemed brand renowned for its organic soil offerings. And if you're seeking to infuse your home environment with a nourishing essence that promotes flourishing plant life, you're gonna wanna listen to this, because with over 28 years of expertise, Coast of Maine has meticulously crafted soils sourced from oceanic waters and farms certified for organic cultivation. It's so nice to find such a sustainable, eco-friendly brand who really emphasizes the importance of natural ingredients to enrich their soil. And I mean, they have, like I said, top quality with rigorous quality control and OMRI listed certification. Their diverse range of products caters to all gardening needs. Most of our soils may lack appropriate nutrients for success for our plants, and our plants need this. We want to regenerate the healthy microbes in our soils to set up for gardening success and just for our plants to thrive. So if we add Coast of Maine products, this will indeed help. Whether you're planting trees or shrubs or perennials in your yard, adding Coast of Maine soil in your planting holes leads to a long, slow feeding of your plants, making them self-sufficient and vibrant, which we love. Let's say you want a vegetable garden. Not only will you receive abundant harvest, but there will be less feeding and maintenance throughout the season. Amazing. You know that everything grown in Coast of Maine soil is organic and safe for your family and friends right out of the garden. And then you get to also feel good about their sourcing, as I'm so thankful they provide natural ingredients, because they will never include household waste or biosolids. And we know that nothing nurtures the world above better than the soil below, cultivated from products and practices rooted in Coast of Maine. And so they will continually perfect the art and science of sourcing, mixing, and composting products worthy of the people and the place that inspired their brand and the healthier world it was built to serve. Coast of Maine believes in nurturing relationships with local retailers. We love supporting local, and the products are carried by local retail partners who can provide advice and insight not found in big box stores. So Coast of Maine knows from beginner to expert. Anyone who takes a hand to the land has something to offer the growing community of gardeners everywhere. And their products make organic gardening simple and approachable so we can all garden. So let's get to growing. Visit coastofmaine.com to find a local retailer near you. That's Coast of Maine, like the state with an E, coastofmaine.com. Jemma, it is Raquel, and welcome to Your Own Magic, a podcast for the creative and the curious soul. And the sponsors that you hear today and their special offers will be linked in the show notes, or you can find them at yourownmagic.life. And while you're on the site, feel free to submit a topic or question on the topic box site to ask a soul sister if you're curious about my perspective on whatever message, topic, or life situation that comes to heart. By the way, thanks for everyone who's been submitting questions. It gives me an excuse to tap within my own magic to listen for some potential answers to these questions. And though, of course, like any human, it can sometimes be clouded from my own perspective of reality, though I like to consider myself very open-minded. Not perfect, not at all a know-it-all, but it does make me feel connected or have an excuse to connect and feel some sort of spark of undescribable magic. I wouldn't say channeled, but I would just say connected, if that makes sense. As, you know, I prefer to feel like I'm dealing with a cosmic force beyond me within. And maybe I am. Maybe I am. It's just feeling, you know? But as I answer these questions and feel like I'm listening within and tapping into some sort of immutable force, you know, I'm going to promise to continue cultivating that energy during these questions. And I feel like I've lived quite a life. So it's also nice that with not only knowledge of what you hear and life experience comes wisdom, right? For all of us. So yeah, feel free to continue sending in those questions. It's so fun. I thoroughly enjoy it. And I have some questions that I've already selected for next week's episode, like on the topic of self-love and confidence and receiving messages about your divine path, or when you're navigating a lot in life and don't really know what you want and finding the right path. Like there's questions that I've selected for next week's episode, which happens to be the birthday week. So I hope that you tune in to that episode. And like I've said before, I'm excited for 32 and 33. I've been excited for 32 and 33 for years now, because apparently my chart says that those are going to be very magical years. I don't know what's to come, but I'm excited. I'm really excited as well for this upcoming full moon, as I've been asking for clarity for quite some time now on a certain topic. This full moon is going to give me clarity, and I'm going to just trust what really comes to mind and to heart during that time. And so hopefully for you, this full moon, though emotions will likely be running high, there's a good chance this might be a dramatic moon for many of you. Hopefully you'll also receive some sort of clarity and peace simultaneously. So with that said, yeah, this is a full moon episode for the full moon series. And this is the final full moon episode for the series that I started last September. And I enjoyed doing this series so much, sharing the different ways or the same way that I'd celebrate each full moon. And it was fun. It was fun to learn about them and pocket that information for the future, which I'm still, you know, figuring out and feeling out what and listening within to what my next monthly series will be. But, you know, I'll let you know when I know. So I'm currently right now in a hotel, by the way, so I do apologize in advance for any noise that I have no control over in the background. And as I'm recording, I sometimes get zoned in and I don't even notice the other noise in the background till I'm editing the podcast and I hear the noise and I'm like, no, how come I didn't notice that before? So just disclaimer, you might hear voices or distractions in the back. So yeah, this full moon is a special one, and it happens to be in the best sun season of the entire year, the Leo. But no, the moon itself is in the opposite of Leo, Aquarius. And she'll be fully illuminated to her brim at 9:36 p.m. Eastern time and 6:36 p.m. Pacific time. And she'll appear from Wednesday morning to Saturday morning. And side note, by the way, Sir Saturn will appear near Mama Moon, and Saturn will appear above the moon Thursday night into Friday morning, going from the upper left to the upper right. And yeah, then A few days later, on August 14th, Sir Saturn will appear at his brightest as it's closest to the Earth this time of year. So keep your eye out for Sir Saturn. And now I also want to make note that on my birthday, August 19th, we'll be able to see Pleiades along with Mars near the moon. Coincidence? I think probably a coincidence, but still cool. So yeah, I just wanted to toss that nugget out there. Pleiades is a sight to see. I remember when I first really was able to see it looking through military night vision goggles when Bri and I were in Sedona looking for UFOs in the sky. It was surreal. Anyway, back to the moon. So this is just a reminder, a general overall look at the power of full moons before diving deeper into this particular moon. So on this day, especially if we set the intention for it, it's a powerful day to gain clarity, like I said. And I know exactly what I want solidified on that day. Several things my human wants to do narrow down to two things that I feel my soul agrees with and can visualize. So clarity. So let's say for you, it's a path, a new path, clarity on that chosen path. Or perhaps it's what sort of action to take on your job, your relationship, your whatever's going on with your family or your friendships. You'll receive clarity on whatever it is that you've been asking for. And trust that stronger instinct. Of course, our mind's going to be playing tricks or trying to analyze it. You know, your mind's going to overanalyze every scenario, but there's going to likely be, if you take the time to meditate and tune within and maybe even write and get clear some thoughts, there's going to be a space where you just have a strong gut feeling on what it is you're asking for, and then trust the inner knowing that is saying it is this. And it's also a perfect time to cleanse your mind and your body and soul and release whatever it is that may be haunting you or weighing on you or blocking you from your evolution and progression, or, you know, just simply no longer serving you. And of course, it's a powerful time to manifest, if not the best time. Charge your dang crystals, of course. It never hurts as well to do a moon circle with some friends if they're around, or take a special healing bath. I'll be doing a special healing bath for myself with salts and candles and maybe essential oils, maybe. I'll likely put my crystals there too, but it's just nice. No expectations, just simply allowing myself to just be present with the bath. Might have some soothing music in the back and set an intention that I want to cleanse my human. I want to cleanse the energies that no longer serve me in this bath water. Or I want to infuse energies that will serve me in this bath water. Of course, you can set an intention. But it's nice to also just go in without expectations and just trust that it's going to be exactly what you need, and to simply just ease the mind and body, you know? And then full moons, of course, are also a time to dance, to connect not only within you, but also around you, and to allow yourself to feel all the intense feelings, the intense emotions as they run high, and to get excited for what's to come while writing it, while saying it, while visualizing it. You know, some things that are suggested to avoid during the full moons are, you know, it's not the time to start something new. Now, you know, some may argue that they get very inspired on occasion at this time. And to be honest, I have started new things during the full moon as well, because I felt deeply inspired. And I truly don't think just because someone says not to, you shouldn't follow that spark of action. You know, whenever that spark of action happens, of course, do it. But perhaps best to just wait till the new moon, because most recommend starting something new on the new moon. And instead, simply enjoy the full moon by giving yourself time to breathe and reflect and release and clear whatever energy to welcome in the new instead of creating the new during the full moon. And so yeah, welcome in the new instead of creating the new during the full moon. Now, this special moon is mostly known as the Sturgeon moon, which I know does not sound too sexy. It does not sound too sexy, I agree. But it does help to know that the name was named by Native Americans,
specifically the Algonquin tribe, as it was a time giant sturgeons with these large bony fish of the Great Lakes and Lake Champlain were most readily caught during this part of the summer, which was of course probably very exciting, I can imagine. So this moon, think, what gifts from the universe are we going to readily catch that come our way? And keep yourself open for your giant sturgeon. You know, keep yourself open to welcome a special surprise from the universe. This doesn't mean it's going to be a good or a bad surprise, but hopefully a surprise that will nourish you in some way, whether it be from a challenging lesson or just a nice, lovely moment of a surprise, and be able to shake you up in some way, be able to nourish you in a way that heals you, that honors whatever you've been calling in and manifesting, so you can let go of what doesn't serve you or the blocks that are stopping you from manifesting. Hopefully the surprise is around that, but no expectations. Just expect a surprise sometime this week around the time of the full moon. And this special moon is also Aquarian, so air sign that is a water bearer and a symbol of healing and precognition, fairness, justice, and transmutation. Perhaps it's a time to unlearn a few things that the world has taught you about yourself, you know? Especially things that if you have certain negative beliefs or self-talk that you're not quite happy with, well, sit with this. Let's begin transforming these negative thoughts into something lighter by perhaps you can do some mirror work, gazing into your eyes and remembering that you are human, a messy human, a human with flaws, a human who has overcome many battles, but also you're beyond human. You are soul and you are love. Therefore, you innately deserve love and deserve to think of yourself positively. You deserve transforming the negative thoughts that might be weighing on you, which may also be blocking you from what you're calling in. And knowing that as you're gazing into your eyes, the human that's staring before you is the human that knows you better than any other human. You knows your traumas, knows your highs and your lows, and the loving heart you have, how you care, how you empathize, your compassion, your desire to be better, to do better, to also be helpful for others, your generosity. Your human that's staring before you knows you, all of you. That love that you so deserve, that you soul deserve. And there's so much I can say on this topic that I will expand upon more next week, but I do feel like allowing yourself to do something like mirror work to tap into that love for yourself or experience it, even for just a millisecond, to remind your human that there is love there innately. There is love there. If you're listening to a podcast like this, you know that there's love there because you want your human to experience the beauty and magic of life. I mean, like a mother who might be worrying about her child, you know, she'll do what she can to make sure that her child is safe and her child is happy and that her child is experiencing a life that they want to live, that they deserve to live. And so if you are desiring to shift these negative thoughts, to shift the negative self-talk, it's like you're your own mama bear wanting the best for you, for your human. And that innately is a act of love, which innately is also healing. And therefore, this full moon, there's so much that you will be able to heal, that you will be able to release because you care and you deserve to, for yourself, for your soul. And mirror work is one powerful, powerful tool to help you do this. What a beautiful time to allow yourself the justice, the fairness you deserve to forgive yourself, to release the negative thoughts by remembering who you are as you look into your eyes. I do believe that is one of the most powerful ways to transform, transmute, and heal. And sometimes as you're gazing at your eyes, maybe you will visualize your inner child, that child self looking back at you who just simply was so innocent, so pure, just wanted love. You know, tell this inner child that you love them. There's something so powerful about looking into your eyes, the windows to the soul, your windows to your soul, knowing that you know everything you've been through, and telling this person, whether your human mind, your ego, believes it right now in the moment or not, just saying out loud to this person, you are worthy of my love. You are worthy of my love. And also saying, I love you. So much magic in that. And I'll get more into this next week, but I do think some mirror exercises will be really powerful for this moon and any moon, to be honest. And yes, of course, your mind is going to, you know, probably poke fun at you a little bit, make you feel a little cringy, make you think that this is stupid, that this is not working. But not only will you prove it wrong, you'll also feel stronger that you thought beyond your mind, that you looked past what the mind was saying and you took this action for yourself and for your soul. Yeah, so on top of releasing and unlearning old narratives about the self, perhaps list some things that you intend to release that are simply weighing on you by acknowledging them and facing them and letting that list of energies know that you are letting them go by speaking it into existence, as we all know how powerful words are. And some like to talk to these energies that they list by saying, thank you for your service, but I release you. You are free to go and not return. Also, perhaps next to the energies, you can write the lessons you learned from them and thank them for their lessons that they taught you. And because they taught you this lesson, they're free to go. Also, I want to make note of this because this is the Aquarian moon, the Aquarius moon. What if it's possible karma is high during this full moon? Now, I know it's silly to do something special to expect something in return. So this is why I share this, to let you know that, you know, this is not a guarantee, but it is believed that doing something special and significant to help another human out or Mama Earth out, your good karma will be returned in a very rewarding way. So yeah, though again, sometimes it's nice to do something special without any expectation of something in return. But for this particular moon, there's a good chance your good karma will definitely be rewarded. Just something to keep in mind. Also, I'm going to challenge you for this final full moon series release, as well as myself, to let go of old, outdated items and things and clothing in your closet, in your room, that might be cluttering up your space, which not only clutters your physical space, but also may clutter your mental and spiritual space as well. So when you actually donate, give away these items, you free yourself of space, for yourself of energy. It's an easy way to just feel lighter. And it's wild what transforms within you and how much energy you feel you've gained when you clear your space. So don't throw it away though. Do not throw it away. It always makes me so sad when I hear people throwing their stuff away. I'm like, ugh, please donate, always donate. And I mean, I guess you can also sell too. I know that some people find it a headache to donate or to sell, especially sell. Myself, I prefer to donate. And by the way, you know, it's a tax write-off anyway. So in a sense, you still get money back. It just might not be instantly, but it is through your taxes, right? So it's worth donating. Just get that tax receipt if that's what you, if you want something for it, or don't. It's up to you. But I mean, you know, it's nice to treat your finances with respect as well. And if you're away from home, like I am, feel free to just write this down as an item on your agenda on the eve of the full moon. That is what I'll be doing. And that in and of itself, you know, frees some space. Of course, it's not like the actual act of decluttering. Or if you don't really have the time to declutter, even if you are home, write that as an item on your agenda that you will do for yourself, for your soul, and that can be healing and freeing in some aspect as well. Yeah, keep those Aquarian ethics in mind. Give away, don't throw away. And also, you don't have to do anything that I mentioned, as your emotions might be high during this time. And the worst thing you can do is feel overworked, overwhelmed, or stressed. Like, oh, I have to clean my closet, and I have to do this mirror work, and I have to journal and write all these things. Like, no. If you're feeling so many intense emotions, please be gentle. Be gentle with yourself. Focus on your priorities of what's important to release, and do it in a way that feels best for you, best for your soul. You don't have to take anyone's direction if it doesn't feel suited for you during this time. But those are my tips to help you release and just free yourself from the burdens of reality in this moment. And yeah, sometimes it's nice to do some mirror work for some soul work. And sometimes it's nice to also clear the physical space, which will also free your spirit, your soul, in a special way as well. And of course, as always, meditate, clear some space around you to just ground, get centered. And you can use this meditation time to release, or you can use this meditation time after your release to just ground and allow yourself to settle in and get ready for the manifesting, which we'll move on to now.
With Mother's Day just around the corner, are you thinking about something truly special for your mama? I am. And let me tell you about mylifeinabook.com. It's a unique service that turns your mom's life stories into a beautiful book. Pretty cool, right? So here is how it works. Every week, mylifeinabook.com will send her a question via email, and these can be pre-written questions about her life or any custom questions you wish to ask. And then she can either type her response or record her voice. And then mylifeinabook.com compiles all of her responses into a beautiful keepsake book. And then guess what? They can even create an audiobook using her voice recordings. You get to preserve her voice and her stories for your family. I mean, imagine you're discovering stories about her youth, her adventures, the challenges that she had to overcome in life, the way that you two connect and relate, and also the way her grandkids will relate to her. I mean, this book becomes a legacy and something that you and your future generations can truly treasure forever. I mean, your mom's given you a lifetime of stories, so this is your chance to give her a way to share them. And not only am I creating one for my mom now for Mother's Day, but for my dad's birthday, as my dad is turning 80 this year, and I like to gift him with sentimental gifts. You know, he's gifted my family and I so many treasured moments. So I wanted to create something for us to collect these memories and for my future kids, for them to know my father's voice. So beautiful, sentimental, easy to use. Let me emphasize, easy to use. And you can truly create one for anyone. Your mom, your dad, your bestie, maybe even you. So check out mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC at checkout for 10% off. Create an unforgettable gift for your mom this Mother's Day. That's mylifeinabook.com and use code MAGIC for 10% off today. I am an everyday a touch of mascara kind of gal, though I love a full glam moment. So whether I'm simply just adding my liquid lash extensions mascara by Thrive Cosmetics or adding their highlighter, eyeliner, or eyeshadow to my full glam, Thrive has been my go-to since 2020 for most of my makeup products. So that's why I'm so excited that they're sponsoring this episode. And why do I love them? Well, not only is their quality and their application just chef's kiss, but also the causes they support. In fact, it's in the name, Thrive Cosmetics, C-A-U-S-E, Medics. Thrive Cosmetics and Bigger Than Beauty Skincare exist to empower their customers, employees, and giving partners to live their most confident lives. And so they believe in responsive giving. And so thanks to your support, they either donate their high performance products or much needed funds to help communities thrive. Can't emphasize enough how great their mascara is. Their unique formula creates tubes around each eyelash to lengthen them. Plus, it's incredibly easy to remove. Just a gentle wash with warm water, and it doesn't leave any smudges. The nourishing ingredients also support longer, stronger, and healthier looking lashes over time. And let me tell you, as someone with blonde eyebrows, I really do appreciate the natural look of their Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner. This easy-to-use waterproof pencil holds like a wax and blends like a powder. So just a few strokes to the line of your brows and fill in any sparse areas, and it comes with a little spoolie brush to lift and tame your brows afterwards. So with 8 shades to choose from, you'll always find the perfect match for your natural brow hair color. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/magic. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/magic for 10% off your first order.
Now, we're always manifesting our world to be from the outside in, right? Like, we're manifesting external experiences. But this moon in particular may be encouraging us to look within, and that is going to allow us to expand the outside world. And so this is a little different than manifesting like, oh, I want this, I want this, I want this, which of course you can do. But it seems that this will be a powerful, a more profound time, especially since this is a super moon that is close to us right now. And there's going to be a lot of natural disasters that might even take place. Because think about the gravitational pull that a super moon has. I mean, it's so close to the Earth that, you know, the tectonic plates move. Therefore, something also may be really shifting and moving within you, like every supermoon. But like I said, emotions are likely going to be very high during this time. And so it's so important to really feel those emotions, but also what a powerful time to be able to work, do some inner work in order to manifest a better, a greater external reality. And as Mama Earth will be, of course, shifting and changing and transforming through whatever natural causes occur, you will internally as well, especially if you make a conscious effort to do some inner work during this time and some inner manifesting for the self you want to become and experience and have your metamorphosis moment that is going to welcome a very abundant, beautiful reality. You might also notice that you have completely changed as a person over the course of the past 2 years, and you'll really be able to see this week with this full moon, the person that you've evolved into, perhaps even fully accept this person, this human. And so right now is such a powerful time during this super moon, because you're in such a powerful space. This moon is in such a powerful place that you can really, really manifest from the inside out. So yes, you can create a list, or you can look within and see what parts of yourself you'd like to manifest and transform. And then naturally, the outside world will manifest beyond what you can expect. So it's your choice. You can choose what you want to, of course, list and manifest for your life. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. Or you can look within, or you can do a bit of both. Like looking within, let's say you want to manifest greater health, or you want to manifest being able to strengthen your psychic powers. You want to manifest strengthening your intuitive powers. You want to manifest being able to empathize with others in a more powerful, effective way, which will better and enrich in your life. You want to manifest seeing yourself the way others see you, who love you, those who love you see you. You want to manifest a love for yourself. you want to manifest, being able to shift your perspective to see more light and beauty instead of darkness and drudgery. You want to manifest, yeah, just simply being able to shift your perspective and be able to open your eyes. So for this full moon, I encourage you to look within, manifest something within that you'd love to shift within yourself. And naturally, your outside world will be so abundant and you'll feel magical, therefore experience magic, pure magic. Of course, yes, make the list of the money, of the career, of whatever it is. That is fun. That is always fun. But for this, if you can really look within and manifest something powerful within you, that will naturally likely move you to what it is your human wants. And usually, if there's something that your human can conceive, like they say, you can achieve. So if your human has visualized something, this is probably something that may be in the cards for you, as long as you align with this energetically. And so maybe you can sit quiet and find what energies, what vibration you can begin to align with to match with that energy, and do the internal work to match with the outer world. It's also important to be compassionate about the fact that everything really is a process and a journey, and that's why it is important for us to manifest starting with our inner world, because I mean, fortunately, actually, we can't just magically jump into a certain dimension or a certain reality in 2 seconds, because, you know, we'd be in trouble, because sometimes our minds don't always think the best thoughts that we'd want to jump into, right? So fortunately, that's the case. But of course, we are living in whatever reality we are aligning with internally. And you know this because think about the contrast when you're experiencing a time where you feel like a little cluttered internally, a little stagnant, a little off. Well, there might be certain behaviors that you're also experiencing in your life, and that is aligning you with a certain vibration that might be throwing you off course a bit. Or you might be experiencing some turmoil in order to learn a lesson that will ultimately accelerate you to wherever it is that you want to be. And so remember that everything is a process, it's a journey. And as we embrace each step of the way and even the failure along the way, as that is key to moving forward continuously, allowing our hiccups to not discourage us, but to encourage us and be comfortable with the uncomfortable, we're able to show our strength to ourselves and show our power that we have for ourselves. And all this turmoil and treachery can really enhance our human to recognize our strength, feel that empowerment, which naturally aligns you with the vibration of, oh my gosh, I deserve this. I deserve this because I showed up for myself and I made this happen. And when you deserve it, when you feel you deserve it, you recognize that there's even more magic just flowing to you. It's truly, I do believe that momentum is the greatest force in the universe. And the more and more you just continue that same path, the same momentum, once you step into the vibration of a certain momentum that keeps you going, I mean, continue sticking with that path. Do not let any of the hurdles, the barriers to discourage you. Keep going and trust that this is just a process and that you have aligned with what it is. Just keep going. So when we write this list of the internal world that we're ready to shift and manifest for us, of course, surrender to this and trust that this will unfold for you, and keep your eyes peeled, your heart open for the lessons that the universe might throw your way for you to actually experience this internal world, because it's easy to, of course, ask to align with a certain vibration, a certain life experience, a certain internal feeling, but it doesn't mean that it's always going to come easy. Sometimes for us to shift into that experience, we have to actually live a certain life experience by learning a certain lesson or overcoming a certain challenge that will push us into that specific reality. So keep your eyes peeled for whatever that is. There might not be a warning sign beforehand. It might just slap you in the face right away. It might just hit you and you'll be able to overcome it. You know, don't give up and don't allow your anxieties to get the best of you. Don't allow the negative thoughts and the doubts to get the best of you, which, whew, the mind is so tricky, so dang tricky that it easily can sway you. Be sharp, continue to remain your sharpest, and trust that the internal world you're manifesting will indeed manifest, and therefore your external reality will be beyond what you can even fathom or even align with whatever it is that you've desired, that you've called in the past. And of course, if you want to, on top of the inner world manifestation, feel free, why not do some external world manifestation if you want. So either with the inner or the outer world manifestation, I also love to not only list it, but to really feel this, act this out in my mind, in my visualization, or even in my present space, like I'm on a stage, just really experience this in this moment, infuse it into your being. And I love to use candles for my manifestations, so I always have a candle nearby that I light, and I stand in front of the candle. I might hold the candle, I might not. I might just place the candle right in front of me and close my eyes, really take myself there, take myself to this experience, feel it with every fiber of my being, and then when I'm ready, and you'll know when it's time. Just trust you know when. You don't need to second guess it. The universe gets it. The universe knows what it is you're trying to manifest. So you don't have to think too much about it. Just trust that when you're ready, blow out the candle. Feel as though the smoke rising from the candle is the vision that you infused into the candle, rising into the ethers to manifest for your reality. And voila! What a special manifestation practice. And then why not wrap it up with some dancing? I love, love, love to dance. It makes me feel like I'm surrendering to this vision. It takes me outside of the thirst for this vision. And I feel free and I feel light and trust that whatever it is that's meant for me is coming my way. And if not that, then something better. So, with all that said, I hope you have a magical, magical full moon experience. Don't forget to send in your topics. Also, feel free to check out the meditations on the Your Own Magic site. It's $22 for about 52 meditations. I'll be connecting with you next week. This one was not as much a mini episode, so I'm happy to have had this as a Monday full episode for the final full moon in the full moon series. Thank you for tuning into the full moon series. If you tuned into all of them, means the world, and I hope that you were able to manifest along with me some magic this year. And let me know what you did manifest. Send that in if you'd like. And oh, another thing is that with these full moons, I mean, they're the same type of full moon every month. So we started with the harvest moon in September, and you can scroll back to September 2021 to see what I had to say about the harvest moon, and then move on to October's moon, which is the hunter's moon, and you can learn about the hunter's moon there and how I manifested then. And yeah, so if you're curious, every month you can just scroll back to 2021 and early 2022 for the upcoming moons to come, since I'm no longer doing the full moon series and I'll be moving on to something else. but they still apply. And everything I said in this episode for manifesting and releasing can apply to all the moons, of course. Even some things that might have been specific to Aquarius, but also those specifics you can look into for every full moon to come. What some specifics might be for example, the Capricorn moon, the Scorpio moon, the Leo moon, and so on and so forth. So I hope you enjoy the rest of this Leo season week, and I'll connect with you next week, birthday week. I'm so excited to be turning 32, still so young and healthy and happy and alive. And yeah, I don't, you know, I remember thinking when I was like 22 that 32 would be so old. Nope, you still feel like so young, so young. So maybe you have an old soul. I feel I have an old soul, but I also feel so young simultaneously. And yeah, that's the beauty of life. And I like to think that every decade I move into is going to be the best decade of my life. So I trust that the 30s will be the best decade of my life. And then when I, you know, hit my 40s, that will be the best decade of my life. And my 50s will be prime, and 60s, and so on and so forth. So I never think, oh, back in the day, that was the best. You know, you don't want to think that you peaked in high school or you peaked in your 20s. You want to feel like you've really continued moving forward internally, externally, and you've collected a lot of love along the way and wisdom with accumulating great knowledge and many life experiences. So anyway, with all that said, I hope you have a magical full moon experience. Sending infinite love, Gemma. Yomis, that is a wrap. That is a wrap for this episode. I hope that something spoke deeply to you, expanded you in some way. Please let me know if so. You can catch me on Instagram at Raquel Mantra. I spell Raquel a different way than most, so you can see the spelling in the show notes. Or hang out with the Yomis, the like-minded, very conscious and expansive and helpful souls on the Your Own Magic Facebook group, especially a place to turn to when it comes to, well, whatever you're going through. And there are several tools on the euromagic.life membership site. All right, well, thank you so much, and have a magical rest of your day.